Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in this afternoon on a Friday, on a sunny Friday afternoon. And joining us is my good friend from law school, John Davis. How you doing, John?
I'm all right. How are you, Brad?
I'm doing great, sir. Great to talk to you. Hey, before we dive into this Jennifer and James Crumbly situation, do you find it coincidental that on the day after O.J. Simpson died, that Ford is issuing a recall on the Ford Bronco? You think that's a coincidence, or did the Ford know something was going to happen?
I'm not going to comment on that, okay?
Just wanted to throw it out there. I just, you know, I find coincidences, and I'm not sure they're always coincidental.
I listened to most of your show this afternoon, and you got some other people to bite on that, but I'm just going to refrain, okay?
That's okay. That's why you're a smart guy, John. You're a very, very smart guy. And that's why I wanted to reach out to you, because John Davis, if you don't know him already, he's, of course, with the law firm of Kessler Williams. He's a former judge, a former assistant attorney general, now a criminal defense attorney with Kessler Williams. And I wanted to reach out to John because, John, you've been on literally every side of the legal system, every side.
Yeah.
And you're going, yeah, and I've got the scars to prove it. But but when we heard this week that Jennifer and James Crumbly, the parents of Ethan Crumbly, who in a horrific act of violence killed four students in Michigan, the parents were sentenced, first time nationwide that this has happened, where parents have been held criminally responsible for the acts of their children or child in a mass shooting situation. They were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison. Now, the first thing that I've been asked probably 50 times this week is, how can someone be sentenced for 10 to 15 years? How does that work?
Well, it's statutory. I mean, this is Michigan law, which is different state by state. And then, of course, there's federal court. But you got to look at the statutes of wherever it is that it occurred. And that is the punishment for involuntary manslaughter in Michigan. They're eligible for parole after 10 years. And it could be granted after 10 years and they're finished. But if not, it could be as far as 15 years.
Got it. And that's the part that I wanted to clarify, because folks, well, is it 10 years or is it 15? So, again, thank you for clarifying that. As you looked at this from the perspective of a defense attorney, what questions were in your mind with regard to parents being held criminally responsible. We've heard lots of situations in the past where parents might be held civilly responsible for the acts of their children, but criminally responsible, how is that different in terms of parents and children? How does that strike you as a defense attorney?
Well, you know, it's not just as a defense attorney. It's as a prosecutor and maybe even a former judge, but a lawyer overall that I'm sure you're looking at it the same way. I taught constitutional law and criminal law for 25 years, and I always came down to this question of, can you legislate, can the Missouri legislature, the Congress legislate parenthood? And the answer is no, you can't do it. But Michigan has pushed this out, and it could be really bad precedent for parents, good or bad. You know, as defining what is a bad parent and is there a sanction that goes along with it?
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, because essentially the courts in the state of Michigan are saying here that you are criminally responsible. We're going to literally remove your freedom for a period of 10 to 15 years because you were a bad parent. And that seems rather harsh to me.
Well, you know, looking at it from the perspective I'm looking at it as an attorney, not a prosecutor, not a judge, not a defense attorney, but just as an attorney. I mean, it expands the culpability of the actual defendant. If the defendant, which in this case I believe is true, knew what he was doing and did it voluntarily, that's on him. Mm-hmm. However, Michigan wants to, they did expand it out to, you know, the parents are also responsible for anything that they may or may not have known, but didn't prevent him from doing. So what if, you know, I've read several essays on this question. What if he had a baseball bat in the garage? What if he had a hammer?
Or driving the car. And if you replace the idea of a gun with a car, and he instead went and drove into a crowd of kids and killed four of them, would the outcome have been the same? And most people tell me no, but because it's a gun, it somehow elicits a different emotional response.
Well, that is an emotional response. Bradley, I think you're absolutely correct.
And there's another question I want to ask for you, John, and I got to set this up for just a second. And again, in case you're just joining us, we're talking to criminal defense attorney John Davis with the law firm of Kessler Williams. And John, here's my setup. The idea of holding the parents responsible criminally flows from the following logic, that they knew or should have known that their son had a mental illness, that their child, he was 15 at the time, was under their care, protection, direction, and responsibility because he was a child, and because they failed in that regard by allowing him to have a gun, then therefore they're criminally responsible and they're going to jail. But how does it change the equation, John, when we also factor in the fact that the state of Michigan found Ethan to be an adult for purposes of conviction? He was tried as an adult. He was convicted as an adult. He's in prison as an adult. So if he is an adult for all intents and purposes under the law, should the parents now be held criminally responsible for something that an adult did?
Well, I think Michigan, again, it expands the culpability of the actual, in this case, trigger puller, to his parents. And what's the definition of a responsible parent? Are they supposed to be on top of the mental health counseling that the child, who you correctly identify, has now been declared an adult? Are they supposed to be on top of that? Are they supposed to be on top of in-school discipline, out-of-school activities, things like that? Obviously, they bought him a firearm. But to hold them responsible for what happened with that firearm to a, I'm making the air quotes when I say kid, did what he did, is it, that could be very bad precedent for right. every parent that's hearing us right now.
Right. One of the pieces of evidence, there are several pieces of evidence that seemed to be focal points at this trial, John. And one of them was the Oxford High School assistant principal. And she testified at the trial, and I'm quoting her. She said, quote, "I didn't think Ethan could possibly be the shooter," and unquote. And she went on to talk about she was so surprised that he would be capable of such a thing. So if that's the evidence at trial, it seems like the prosecution had to prove that the parents knew or should have known that he was capable of doing such a thing. They testified that they weren't. The school officials testified that they weren't. Doesn't that seem to be a great deal of evidence in favor of not imprisoning the parents if no one knew or should have known that he was capable of this activity?
Bradley, I agree. And you know, there's evidence to the contrary as well that they should have known, but that's a jury decision. And you know as well as I do, having not sat in the trial, you know, we can't render a judgment on that. But in the end, if the jury wanted to produce a verdict that could, you know, potentially reduce gun crime by declaring responsibility on the parents, what about parents being held responsible, you know, for something even much lighter, like a fist fight in the parking lot of the school?
Right.
You don't know that's coming.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.